Joe Fisher joins us now, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. What's going on, Joe?
I sound like you guys are having a good time.
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
We're going to come in this early. At least we're going to enjoy it.
Frank's going to blow us off and stay home after the Metallica show.
Yeah, I was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, we were all shocked. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, Myron Lewis getting a lot of play from Mel Kiper, talking about, while he didn't have him in his top five, he's coming on, him and this Alteron Werner from UCLA.
Yeah, I think he's turning a lot of heads. We're seeing a lot of scouts over Vanderbilt on a pretty regular basis, and I'm sure that his film is one they really want to see. He's got he's certainly got all the tools. He's got good enough speed. His size is what they really like at 6'3". Good jumping ability, great cover skills. Really demonstrated those in the LSU game. A couple of great plays where they tried to go long, and he's right there making terrific plays. So, I'm not at all surprised. He had a great year last year, but there was so much focus on DJ Moore's year, and rightfully so, that I don't think Myron got the attention he deserved last year. So a lot of people were talking about this being a breakout year for him. Quite frankly, if he plays like he did last year, it's going to be two great years in a row.
Joe, Coach Bobby Johnson revealing yesterday that Ryan Hamilton, the starting safety and just an outstanding player and big part of the defense, done for the year with a torn pec muscle. And I know the guys that they plug in, I'm sure, will do a good job and everything. But, man, that is a big loss for the defense, isn't it?
It certainly is. Bobby had told me during the postgame interview, just kind of in between segments, that he thought that the injury to Ryan was a pretty serious one, that it involved a muscle, and in fact it did, a torn pectoral muscle. But Ryan played a quarter or so with it, which I find hard to believe. The combination of what it does to your body and what you can and can't do because of that, and just the pain. But he played well over a quarter after he'd already had the injury. So now it'll fall probably to Joel Caldwell to step in. Of course, Joel had an interception taken away by a penalty in the LSU game. He's a veteran, been around a while, and he'll do fine. And Ryan, the great thing about Ryan is he'll be around with the team. He'll still be teaching and coaching these guys. He'll really probably take a very active role now in the film room and on the practice field, coaching these guys up, because he knows this defense in and out. And they'll request a sixth season for him. And in recent years, it appears the NCAA has been a little more lenient in giving a sixth year. It used to be almost a life and death situation required to get a sixth season. Over the past couple of years, we've seen situations like this be granted. So hopefully that will happen, but that's quite a ways away.
Joe, we didn't get a chance to talk about it to you yesterday, but boy, you got to be suffering for Brant Snedeker. That 18th hole at Cog Hill cost him a lot.
It cost him a lot, not only in money, it cost him, I'm sure, a lot of agony to go through something like that, because Brant has always been very good in those situations. And I know he was really, I think, really upset with himself afterwards for just breaking his routine, not staying in character, if you will, not taking that second putt as seriously as he should have, and going through all the right processes, line it up, and make sure he just got out of his character, and then things imploded from there. So that's a very difficult way to end the season, and then you sit back and realize, okay, I didn't make the Tour Championship, I lost an exemption to the Masters, I lost an exemption to the British Open. Not saying that he won't make it just by his play, but that's going to make for a long offseason for him, no question.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys.